producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. A special welcome to Jacob. Yay, Jacob. Hey, listen, folks, I know we say this periodically, but if you can't find me on your station that you're used to listening to, call up the program director. Don't call us, all right, because we only know, I mean, in this particular case at CKLW, we get, you know, like gazillion phone calls. But call out the program director. We don't have anything to do about it, all right? They decide to move us around or whatever, and they'd be able to tell you where and when, and you can either say, thank goodness you finally got rid of her, we hate her, or, gee, could you put her back on or whatever. But there's not much we can do. There's nothing we can really do about it. And that way it leaves the phone lines for people who want to call in. Talk about a problem. And even I will also say that even if you can't hear me on your local station, you can always call me. The phone number works any place. It's not only attuned to stations that that your phone won't work if we're not carried in that market. It'll work every place. All right, so again, happy birthday, Mickey.
Yay.
And I don't think this is hopefully a coincidental or necessarily reflective. It's National Educational Support Professionals Day, which I think means teachers. Is that National Education Support Professionals Day? Wouldn't you say that's teachers? Maybe teachers' aides, except, I don't know. It would seem to me if you're a teacher that you should probably be able to speak English slightly better than that. Speaking of which, this day in 1865, the celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County was published in the New York Saturday Press, Mark Twain's short story. Speaking of Mark Twain, there's a new movie out called The Robber. I just forgot the name of it. It's called Band of Robbers. That's what it's called, Band of Robbers. And it's taking the stories of Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer and putting them together. And it actually works better. I mean, if you go back and read Mark Twain, some of those stories are fairly harsh and somewhat racist. And in fact, sometimes not even somewhat. They're racist. And in fact, that is tackled in this movie. And the movie is sort of played that the kids, the boys, are now young men. And how they grow up. And it's very clever, very funny. It comes out, I think, in a couple of weeks, and hopefully will show up. It's a little movie, and it's a little independent movie, but hopefully it will show up on the radar enough refer you to go see it, because it really is, it's a charming story. And today, Jacob, did you know that the time zones, do you know who instituted the time zones?
I don't believe that I do, actually.
I didn't before this listing, which is it was the railroads. American and Canadian railroads institute 5 standard continental time zones and in confusion of thousands of local times in 1883.
Oh.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yes.
And if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense as why they would do that, right? Because you have timetables.
Right.
And if you make a plane reservation, for example, it will tell you what the arrival time is in the local time. Now, think about how confusing that would be if every time was different. If from one city to another, or from one state to another, they had different times.
Right.
Right? Or maybe they all had the same time. I mean, it becomes very confusing. So it turns out that the railroads did it.
That makes sense.
It does. And if you'd said, I'll give you $1,000 if you can tell me who instituted time zones, I'd don't know that I ever would have figured out the railroads. But it makes a huge amount of logical sense. I guess logic is sense. Logic is internal consistency. Okay, the Panama Canal on this day, the treaty, the Hay-Bunau-Varilla Treaty, was signed by the United States and Panama, giving the United States exclusive rights over the Panama Canal. There's a big fuss about that going on. Did you know about that now?
No.
Saying maybe not, maybe we should take it back.
Interesting,
yeah. 1903. Here's a cool thing. In 1926, George Bernard Shaw, depending on whose pronunciation you like the best, refused to accept the money for his Nobel Prize, saying, this is cool, listen to this carefully, I can forgive Alfred Nobel for inventing dynamite, but only a fiend in human form could have invented the Nobel Prize.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Got in a lot of trouble. All right, we already talked about Steamboat Willie and Mickey Mouse and Minnie. And in 1963, all right, so that's, what, 52 years ago. That's not very long. The first push-button telephone goes into service.
Wow.
So getting a dial tone, I mean, it sounds still better than saying getting a button tone or a push tone.
Right.
But did you realize it's only 52 years old?
That's pretty mind-blowing, actually.
Yeah,
considering
it really is.
The phones we have nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, I have a wooden model that somebody gave me of an old-fashioned, what was it called? The Bakelite. Bakelite actually was the guy's name who invented it. I thought it referred to a substance, which it now does. But it was actually the guy who invented it. And it's a sculpture that somebody gave me because I do talk radio.
Oh.
But people will say, what is that? Who's seen a dial tone?
Right.
Or a dial phone? In 1988, the war on drugs, Ronald Reagan signed a bill into law allowing the death penalty for drug traffickers.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's certainly been a completely ineffective war, right?
Yep.
Tax it. You know. In 1993, North American Free Trade Association, known as NAFTA, is approved by the House of Representatives. So it's kind of a politically sort of agitated day, I guess, today.
Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew? All right. So 855-993-7569. I'll tell you what. Since Jacob is new to the family, I thought what we would do, we put up on Facebook that people could be program directors and tell me what kind of questions they'd like me to talk about or what kind of questions they'd like me to answer rather than having to call in, although calling is always a good idea, 855-993-7569. So, Jacob, can you lay one of those on me?
I can. I got one right here.
Okay.
So, should I say her name?
Not necessarily. I think that way people can be anonymous if they want to
be. Okay. So she wants you to talk about how to identify and secure an excellent therapist tailored for or specializing in your unique needs. There are so many awful therapists out there, and people get a bad taste and end up missing out on healing that would enrich their lives and increase happiness. Also, address how therapy isn't what you see in Hollywood with those aggressive, evasive tactics. Love you, Dr. Joy Brown. You're my psychological guru.
Well, thank you, Sugar. I really appreciate it. But look, I'm so glad you said all those things because I really wanted to start off our discussion by saying don't assume that you're going to get a therapist like me, because even if you're coming to see me in therapy, I'm not taking private patients, so don't do that. As a therapist, I talk a whole lot less. I mean, this is a radio program, and you guys call in. And let me just help you understand some of the distinctions, because that'll make it a little easier to understand why you actually don't want someone who behaves the same way I behave on the radio as your therapist. Therapy is private. What I do isn't private. It's public. Therapy, by definition, can't function with an audience. I function with an audience. I have no real ability to do follow-up. Your therapist can. They can see you on a weekly basis. You can note the progress together. Your therapist can see you. They can deal with body language. I can't. So understand that there are huge discrepancies and differences between how I deal with you and how I would deal with you if you're coming to see me in therapy. Number one. Number two, I'll tell you what, I'll do number two through 40 in just a moment when we return. Lots of space for you if you'd like to call 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, I'm here to help, specifically answering. I love it when you guys get to be program directors. All right, so the question is severalfold. First of all, how do I find a good therapist? And I really don't want you to use me as your role model, because I'm... You know, if you came to see me in therapy, I would be... I mean, look, I'm still me, but I'm going to talk a lot less. We don't worry about dead air in therapy. In fact, we encourage it. You know, the therapist will leave a huge amount of space for you to free associate, to sort of figure out what comes to mind and what you want to talk about, and you get more time. But it's a very different kind of medium. So let's look at the second issue of, I'm delighted that you, even though it sounds like you may have had a couple of unhappy or uncomfortable experiences with therapists, that there are crummy therapists. They're crummy, everything. They're crummy dentists, they're crummy teachers, they're crummy, but they're also good. And as you also, I think, so appropriately point out in the first part of your question, you want someone who is, you feel, with whom you feel compatible. Now, let me sort of modify that a little bit, because your therapist is not your friend, all right? You can have a friendly relationship with your therapist, but you want your therapist, because the two of you become friends, you're going to start sort of trying to impress your therapist, or try and show how much you and your therapist are alike, or be curious about your therapist, or be uncomfortable that your therapist isn't sharing as much about their life as you're sharing about yours. I actually had an ex-door neighbor who had two experiences which were both very similar in making me understand if I needed any clarification about the difference between being a therapist and being on the air. And one was my next-door neighbor who said he learned more about me listening to me on the radio for 3 weeks than he had living next door to me for 6 years. I mean, part of it is I'm private. And on the air, though, I mean, I am not really good, as you guys know, at being an authority figure. So I sort of say, okay, it's not just you has problems, everybody has problems, including me. Also, I had a client who'd been with me in therapy, and she came in. We had one session. She needed an extra session. And rather than meeting at the office, I made the tragic and one-time error of having her come to the studio, and we weren't in the studio, she wasn't on the air or anything, but there was a conference room, and she said, what should I do about this? And I said, Linda, you've been with me for a year, you know I'm not going to answer that. And she slammed her fist on the table and said, I pay good money to you, and if I called you on the air, you would answer that question. So if there's ever any question in my mind about being a therapist and being on the air, that she certainly helped clarify that pretty instantly. Because what I do on the air, I would like to think, is helpful. And sometimes I used to say that the difference between what I did on the air and what happens in the office and with a client is process. But that's not really true, because you can hear the process occurs sometimes here. It's just a completely different kind of modality and a completely different kind of experience. And I'm delighted that you view it as a potentially healing and valuable and important experience. And I do too. So let's get back to your initial question of how do you find somebody? And the first is for you to be very clear about what it is you're looking for in a therapist. So not necessarily, you know, I want someone who's 5'2" with eyes of blue, but I want somebody who can help me to stop smoking, or I want someone to help me understand how I can control my temper with my kids, or I want somebody who can help me learn to make better decisions or to be less angry with my mom or whatever. Now, understand that any therapist who's any good will very likely help you to understand that whatever your presenting problem is, that there's probably something else going on there as well. I mean, if you could present exactly what your issue was to your therapist, it's very likely you wouldn't need your therapist. So whatever the presenting issue is doesn't necessarily mean what the underlying problem is. But it certainly goes a long way in making the experience much more efficient and much more focused. So, I've told the story before of someone who'd been with me for a while. And she came in and she said she was doing some marital work, and she said, can you help me stop smoking? And I said, look, if you'd asked me that a week ago, I would have said no. You know, it's not my field of expertise. I'll refer you to somebody. And I told her a story about that Wayne Dyer, who'd been a guest on my radio program the day before, had told. And basically what it was, I'm not going to go into it now because it's a little bit long. But he basically said to a woman, just don't put the cigarettes in your mouth. Or no, she was biting her fingernails. And she'd been to all these fancy therapists and talking about Oedipal issues and whatever. And Wayne was not, I think, did Wayne just die? I think he did. I think Wayne just died about a month or so ago. If not Wayne, I'm sorry. But I think he did. just said, don't put your fingers in your mouth. And she said, what about my Oedipal issues? He said, just don't put your fingers in your mouth. So he was very impatient with that sort of psychobabble kind of thing. So what you want is, number one, an issue that you're presenting with. Here's what I think I want to present with, understanding that you and your therapist may decide that there's some other issues going on. Second of all, asking around, asking your physician or your dentist or your lawyer if they know anybody, asking your next-door neighbor. You'd be surprised how many people have been in therapy who don't necessarily talk about it. You could just say, gee, I noticed that you and Harold are getting along better. Do you know any good therapists? And so, see, if you ask a number of people and one name keeps popping up, then that's not a bad place to start. Understand that most therapists are going to charge you something, or they may charge you something for an initial interview. And you can say, well, gee, I don't want to spend a lot of time doing that. But it's kind of like a college application fee. You may want to apply to a couple of colleges just so you have a little bit more choice. And therapists basically are selling their time. So if you go to talk with somebody, it also helps you to get a little bit more clarity, a little bit more idea of how people work. Usually a therapist will talk with you on the phone, sometimes, not always, but for 5 or 10 minutes without charging you. But if you go and make an office visit, expect to be charged. But understand that you're going to spend some serious time and some serious money and some serious energy, so it may be worth it to interview a couple of therapists. It doesn't mean you go and see 15, I don't think, but maybe 2 or 3. And then understand that therapy is mostly about you doing the work. So you want to have somebody that you think is going to make you do the work, as opposed to somebody who's a pushover or somebody who will, chat with you or whatever. Therapy is serious work, and you want someone with whom you have some respect and some compatibility, but not necessarily a huge amount of affection, all right? Because liking your therapist, and let me also just take another moment here and talk with you about the whole issue of transference, because it's one of those things that could happen, because I've just said, well, you need to feel like you like your therapist, but doesn't necessarily need to be somebody that you would view as a friend. Is transference is imbuing your therapist with characteristics that you want other important people in your life, or important people in your life, to have. So, for example, if you have some issues about your father, you may start imbuing your therapist with issues that with characteristics that your father has, so that you can work out those issues in therapy. So, finding a therapist that you like is fine. But don't look for somebody friendly. Don't look for somebody that you think you could, take home to meet mom. Do the work, all right? And the more notes, the more clarity you have about what you're looking for, the happier you'll be about the experience. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. So I just showed off for Jacob, which is, you know, probably not my most adorable moment, but I said that I had seen Mockingjay 2, part 2, last night. And he said, and I said, have you seen him? He said, well, I've seen the first two. I said, well, did you see the third one? He said, well, it isn't out yet. And I said, no, this is the fourth one. And I was right. So I said, you know, I'm the queen of trivia. And the first one came out in 2012. That was Hunger Games. 13 was the fire one. 14 was Mockingjay part 1, and this is Mockingjay part 2. I think this is by far and away the best, and it can stand on its own. But apparently they're having like marathon ones where they're showing the other ones. So there you go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right, so you had another. See, I said to Jacob, see, this is one of the things I said. You know, that part of what you're allowed to do is to have, you know, some sense of you know, what kinds of things you think are interesting, and that's part of how we do the program, is that in theory I can listen to the program and tell you who the producer was, just because my different guys like different things, and I think that one of the ways to keep hopefully them interested and involved is to honor what they like to do, you know, to talk about some of that kind of stuff. And so Jacob just said, hey, look, there's this other thing that I thought was really interesting. Can we do that now? I said, sure. So go ahead and do it.
Okay. So she's wanting you to talk about adoption. She said, I adopted a child 36 years ago and raised this child in a beautiful home. When the child was 20, my husband left me for another woman. My adopted child left with him and never talked to me again. I carry this burden of heartbreak every day. I am now 60 years old.
Well, for 20 years, I mean, did you get in touch with the kid? I mean, I understand. First of all, a 20-year-old is a grown-up human being. But, I mean, and I have no idea about what the divorce was, and it sounds like it wasn't very nice. But, this is one of those questions, and I will certainly talk about adoption, but this sounds to me like one of those things that really would be beneficial to have a phone call, because, I mean, a 20-year-old, I mean, and the two of you actually haven't talked in 16 years, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, and hopefully you picked up the phone and you know where this person is, and, I mean, I get that divorce is tough, and I get that adoption is tough, but to not, I mean, pick up the phone. I mean, don't wait. It's kind of like, it's kind of like Beth saying, well, all I need is an apology. Well, you know, people admitting that they were wrong, you can wait a long time for that. Most of us are not terrifically good at that. And the more likely that we know that we're wrong, the more the possibility that we're not going to admit it. So listen, pick up the phone and get in touch. But let me talk with a little bit about adoption, which is, as your question kind of implies, it's a lot more complicated than people really think it is. All right, so here's sort of an overview of adoption. And, I've had two major life-changing perceptions about changing my perception about adoption. One was when my daughter was about three, we decided we were going to adopt a biracial child. And it turned out that our timing was such that there were really not children available. Which I only found out in retrospect, but we went through this arduous process and were actually turned down as adoptive parents. And it turned out, you know, I was heartbroken and I thought, gee, I already have a kid. So if I'm not, you know, an okay parent, you know, what's the problem? It turned out it had nothing to do with that. It had to do with three things. First of all, that there were children who were not, there were not children available. They really weren't. It was a time where abortion was much more common, single parenting was much more common, birth control had really swung in. So there were just fewer children put up for adoption. And because I was talking about biracial children, my thought was, you know, look, we already have a child and we have the ability to take care of our child and somebody else. So why not take care of a child who nobody's taking care of right now? Well, if there aren't kids available, they can either say, gee, there aren't any kids available, at which point the agency goes out of business, or they could say, no, you're not any good. You know, you're not going to work for us, which is what they did, which it took me a long time to figure out. So that was number one. Number two was when I had the TV show, and I had a lot of was reuniting a lot of children with their biological parents. And one of the really interesting things to me was that the people who give up children for adoption tend to be young, relatively uneducated, and relatively poor. The people who adopt children up for adoption are relatively at least middle class, better educated, certainly more financial sort of wherewithal, and tend to be much less, for lack of a better word, counterculture. The problem is that I as a kid sort of had this fantasy that I was adopted. The fact that I looked exactly like both of my parents completely bypassed any logic about this. And I decided I was really a Romanian princess that was smuggled out in the family Bible during the revolution. This had no reality to it. And if I could have spoken a word of Romanian, it would have worked for me. But, you know, because what I felt during adolescence was, that I don't belong here. I'm an alien. Who are these people? I am different than them. Well, that happens with every adolescent and every family. But when the reality is, in fact, that they were adopted, it just gives additional weight to it. So adolescents for adopted kids, no matter how much they love their parents, who essentially are the people that they're living with, not the sperm and egg donors, not the biological parents. And so I hate I don't use real parents and unreal parents. I use biological and parents, because the people who put you to bed every night, who stay up with you when you have a cold, who go to school parent-teacher conferences, those are your parents. Those are the people who are raising you. The other people, and it doesn't mean anything bad about the other people, because, as I said, most times when children are given up for adoption, it's by a young, uneducated, poor woman who just doesn't have the resources. And quite often, it's a painful decision. In the old days, the women quite often didn't have the choice. The family would take, or the church would take away the child and put the child up for adoption. So the first real difficulty is, and it used to be the adoptions were kept secret, that people didn't. I remember going through an album with some friends of the family because she couldn't have children they wanted to adopt. And they literally had a picture on them. We went through to look to find people who looked most, the biological parents who looked most like the adoptive parents, so we could have the kids that would match, so the kids would not know they were adopted. So there was that whole thing that not only were adoptions secret and closed, but people lied about them. We hopefully now are a great deal more enlightened, and quite often adoptive kids have two birthdays. They have the day that they were born, and they have the day that they were adopted. I had a producer of mine who found out when he was 28 that he'd been adopted because his parents were killed in a car accident, and he had to go through, he was an only child, and he had to go through their things and found out at 28 that he was adopted, which is a terrible thing to find out. Not so much the adoption, but if they lied about this, what else did they lie about? And there was nobody around to talk about it. So the whole issue about adoption has changed significantly. And if you're talking about 36 years ago, you're talking about, well, 36 years would be in the late 70s, early 80s. So the change was just beginning to happen then, when there were adoptions became open, that women kept, that was the Murphy Brown phenomenon of women keeping children, even as single parents. And again, I think we have to separate this out a little bit from whatever went on in the family, because it does sound to me that there was some, obviously the divorce was a split, but that something cataclysmic happened. And 20-year-olds can have both parents. They don't have to choose which parent to live with. They're grown-ups at that point. And again, I would certainly encourage you to get in touch if you haven't already, especially this time of year. There are so many there's so many sort of sentimental issues that may allow you access that other times of year don't. But so the first real hurdle, I think, is during adolescence, when you feel like whoever your parents are is the opposite of what you want to be. And again, that gets played out in biological households, but in adoptive households, it can be much more disruptive. Quite often when the kid begins, well, the first one is really when they go to school. But that's more single parenting. So adolescence is, okay, I don't want to be like you, so I want to be like my biological parents. And the fantasy is that I will have this rock princess who is my biological mom, and quite often that's not the reality. And the second major hurdle is when adoptive children have children, of saying, how could somebody give me up? So again, that probably doesn't help you much about your particular case, though. Give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G
2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Zarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one water filter helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1 G2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1 G2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, all you have to do is give a holler, 855-993-7569, if there's something that is interesting to you. There's kind of an alarming news story today that says that an Uber driver that was mistaken to be a Muslim was beaten up, even though he's Christian. And I'm saying, well, would it have been okay if he was Muslim? I mean, folks, the notion that somehow the way to deal with violence is violence seems to me to be something that has been disproved over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So, you know, not clear to me what the logic is about that. But I suppose that's the whole point about being illogical. So the news stories today are all sort of single-handedly depressing, I think. That, you know, the that we go through cycles where, and I think that we are still so distracted by the Paris bombing thing, as I said, that if you look at the statistics, that you should be much more afraid of getting in your car than you should taking a trip anyplace. That for any of the terrorist attacks in the last, I would say probably in the last decade, maybe more than that, because September 11th is now almost 15 years ago. You had to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, in the wrong city, at the wrong floor. I mean, the odds, as I said, are you're more likely to be hit by lightning. And lightning's, being struck by lightning is a very unusual kind of thing, or sort of zapped by a shark. It just really doesn't happen that way. It's just something to think about in a completely different way. All right, Jacob, did you find anything for me?
Let's see. I haven't found much yet.
All right. Let me just talk a little bit about some new stuff that's come out about sleeping, which is, you know, that people have the sense that that the less sleep you get, the more macho you are. That you know, people say, well, you know, I get 3 hours sleep while I exist on 2.5. And there have been a whole bunch of studies that suggest that reduced sleep results in many more cardiovascular problems, many more psychological problems. And are you ready for this? The sort of nastiest, which is obesity. But that seems to be pretty logical, because I don't know about you, but when I'm not getting enough sleep, I tend to eat more. And when I'm getting enough sleep, I'm much more disciplined about food. And I think that just basically works on the notion that that your body needs fuel. And if it doesn't get it from one place, you get it from another. And so and there are also some studies, I'll tell you, I tend to believe those a little less, to be quite honest, that getting too much sleep is not good for you. I'm one of those people that, I'm a great fan of naps, that when I... When I can take a nap, I think the world is a happy place. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a long nap. It just has to be sort of just like a 20-minute nap. I'm a power nap kind of girl. Do you know what we missed? We missed yesterday, which yesterday was remember the famous Checkers speech, "I'm not a crook"? Do you know that happened in Florida? I didn't know that. I don't know. We don't have presidents so much getting up in front of people and saying, "I'm not a crook," because I really think, oh, yeah, you are. We're very clear about that. All righty. 855-993-7569. To remember, this was a cool thing. I'm not sure why we didn't get to this. I thought yesterday was one of those days that sort of makes you believe that there really are some perturbations in the universe. The Raiders-Jets game, I think this is for Manny. The Raiders-Jets football game in 1968, I think it was a tie game. And NBC, in their wisdom, put Heidi on. They changed sports broadcasting in the U.S. at that moment. Can you imagine watching a football game and all of a sudden people were yodeling? Not a happy thing. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, I'm just trying to think what else we've got. What have I got here? About 3 minutes.
Yeah, I've got something interesting on the sleeping.
Okay.
Somebody said they had an article that suggests if you wake in the wee hours of the night, you might be answering genetic and/or historical tendencies. And then there was an article attached saying that we used to sleep in two shorter segments instead of.
Wow.
All through the night, yeah.
I believe that. That's kind of my sleep pattern. Is that how you sleep?
Same here, yeah. I always wake up in the middle of the night.
All right, so that's an interesting notion that we would, I mean, you know, basically, if you think about it, we'd have to be on call, right? It's like who's going to take the first watch and who's going to take the second watch,
yeah.
Because, right? And so you'd sleep in four-hour segments, right? The watch, and I think the Army sort of determined that was the maximum way to get people to sort of be the most alert, that 4 hour segments. So if you go to bed at say 11, so you're going to wake up at 3, and then the question is, how long do you stay awake? Obviously, if you're on guard duty, you'd be on for the next 4 hours. But that's a very that's very common. That's how I sleep. Is I'll wake up and I'm not awake very long. But I'll tell you another thing about that they've discovered about sleep patterns, which is don't check your email. That the light that is on your computer or on your phone, on your smartphone, is very energizing to your pituitary gland. So if you check your email, independent of what the messages are, we're not even talking about your boss saying, boy, that report had 14 mistakes in it, which will certainly keep you up for the rest of the night. But the light itself is counterproductive to sleep. So,
yeah.
But interesting. Yeah, that sleeping in segments. Plus, I'm one of those people, I drink a huge amount of water, so I'm always getting up in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. I also, it's drinking a huge amount of water and growing up in a family where there are 8 people and 1 bathroom. And so, if you didn't, you know, so you made sure that you were never that close to really having to use the bathroom because the odds were 1 in 7, only 1 in 8, right?
Had like a nightclub size bathroom line every night.
Exactly, exactly, and with none of the cool lighting. So, it was so that you really learned very quickly to make sure that your bladder was, you know, when you thought about it, you'd go and empty your bladder, even if you didn't have to. You weren't in any urgency then, mm-hmm. but you knew that if you waited, you would be in urgency, and there was never any possibility, or the odds were in heavily against you that there would be any really space in there at that moment. And instead of banging on the door saying, but I have to go. So, but that's interesting, 4 and 4.
Yeah.
I think that would make a lot of people feel more comfortable about their sleeping. But it turns out that most of the research that was done, I wonder how they figured that out.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I'd have to read it.
Watching apes, monkeys.
Yeah.
Because that's how we get a lot of our information about how early hominids behaved.
Sound like there are some old English tales about it, too.
Love that. Love old English tales. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Yeah, yep.
Yep.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.